I mean, I think they're going to have to do things to help this offensive line.
Oh, absolutely. It has to be the formula. No question about it. It shouldn't surprise anybody that when the quarterback holds the football, the pocket collapses. I mean, you've got Ariante Ursery, Blake Fisher, Cam Robinson. I mean, you've got some guys that aren't Laremy Tunsil out there. That's what I'm saying. It shouldn't surprise anybody. And then when you look inside, yeah, I'm going to be surprised if Lakin Tomlinson and Titus Howard get their ass kicked early and often. But when you put them, as much as they're rotating, you're putting guys in there, it's going to surprise anybody, which it's already happened, that Juice Scruggs get beat like he did several times in the 2024 season. No, it's not. I mean, you look at Jarrett Patterson and Jake Andrews, they've looked good so far, but they're not going to go up there and just build a wall. So, look, right now, I mean, there's so much rotation going on. Guys are going to make mistakes if the quarterback holds the football. To your point, there's layers to this install thing, Ron. On the offensive side of the football, when you are installing an offense, and you particularly, which I firmly, strongly believe that C.J. Stroud needs to play a certain brand of quarterback, which is get the ball out, protect yourself, protect your offensive line. I think Nick Caley needs to install a certain kind of offense to start with, which is get the football out, be creative in the quicks, have a great screen game, get the ball out of the quarterback's hands. Well, when you're going against a great defense every day, and they have the ability to take all that crap away from you with a great pass rush and Pro Bowl and all-pro caliber corners, then your install is going to be frustrating as hell. So that's why I keep going back, Ron, to this installing this offense is going to be frustrating big time if D'Amico doesn't manage it somehow. Today was a day where they got some positive things done and they got the ball out in a quick manner.
I will say this, it does, and at least seeing it and how it was handled with Blake Fisher, and you said there were some others, that felt different. Blake Fisher, hey man, a guy that, you know, you would think was in the mix to potentially be a starter for this team. By the way, Clint, it does seem like Ariante Ursery has really, the last couple of days, taken hold of one of those tackle spots. It seems like they're at least starting at that point. But when you look at a guy like Blake Fisher, he jumped off offside, had a false start, Clint, they took his ass right out. Yeah. Like that, there seems to be at least some sort of an expectation changing to where there is going to, which you I think you got to love. And they've talked about this with Cole Popovich, and that may be a part of it. Hey, man, you got to get the hell out. Like, no, nah, man, we're not playing with that. You know, we got to, and now obviously, as you said, there were others as well, but maybe just a sign of like, yeah, man, you may be a starter, but we'll run Zach Thomas in this game and not the one who has a square chin that's in the Hall of Fame, but like we'll run a backup offensive lineman in here if you can't execute what we need to have executed. So I did like to hear and see that.
Well, yeah, as long as it works for everybody. I saw the Blake Fisher deal. I believe Ariante Ursery jumped early on a screen that went to Nico Collins to his side when he was at right tackle, which would have been a nice little play that I think would have got called back. I think it was him. I saw the flag on the ground and I saw him kind of Debbie Downer that thing, but. I think the key here when it comes to these penalties and holding guys accountable is that you do it to everybody, right? There's no more Laremy Tunsil, hey, you can do whatever you want, everybody else is going to run a lap kind of thing. I think as long as everybody's held accountable, which I think is what they're trying to accomplish in that O-line room, and really D'Amico accomplishes across the board with his team, is everybody's going to be held accountable, no matter whether you're a rookie or you're a 6-7 year vet, you're going to be held accountable. So bottom line is we can talk about how good of a day it was with the offensive line, and while it was better, the penalties will bite you in the ass. There was a negative there that's going to drive a coach, absolutely mad when they watch the film.
Yeah. So O-line, obviously one of the still major topics of discussion. By the way, the O-line today, the first group and the second group was the same except for the center position. That first group went out was Cam Robinson, Lakin Tomlinson, who you heard earlier on In the Loop. If you missed that, you might want to go check that out on the podcast page or the Odyssey app. Jake Andrews was with the first group. The second time this group went out, it was Jarrett Patterson. And then Titus Howard, and as I said earlier, again, Ariante Ursery over at that right tackle spot. So that was the group today, both times they went out, except for the center spot. By the way, I feel like this is a safe space. I can have a conversation with you boys. And
of course it is.
Some of the people. I'm just curious. When's a good age? When do you think is a good time to have the birds and the bees conversation? I don't ever remember having
I hope to never have it. Mine are girls.
You're going to have to.
I think you have to, man.
Yeah, I think you have to.
I am not. Lauren is. Hopefully Linda does not.
Let Linda talk. Yeah, let Linda do
that. That would be golden.
That'd be about right. Mom starts in giving me relationship advice on the marriage. I'm like, Mom, easy.
Where Babies Come From, authored by Mama Hogg.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I walk in the house already and I hear my 3.5-year Liv talking about, there's a baby in my belly. I'm like, wait, what are we doing here? Surely we're talking about a horse or one of your animals. That's or something.
No, she said a baby, damn it. We had the old, and some parents know this, we had the old sixth grade
health
parent-teacher, like the parent and the teacher, the principal sat down with us, gave us, you know, a full breakdown of what sixth grade is going to look like with the parents in one gym and the kids in the other. And I'm like, man, it you know, the conversations in there, man, vape pens were brought up 8-9 times in this meeting. So many different things. I'm like,
you didn't talk about your car, did you?
No, I didn't. But I didn't raise my hand and say, well, hell, I had a coworker leave a vape pen in my back seat that my 7-year-old daughter found. No, I didn't.
Oops.
But at this point, I'm thinking, man, I feel like we've got to be getting into the birds and the bees conversation. Like, I got to be getting close with the sit down and, hey, son, you know, this is a.
What age is sixth grade?
11. 11 to 12, is that?
Yeah,
that feels
about the right time, man.
Sixth grade, is that? Obviously with Clint, we know that
he was marching close. It depends on where Trey's at in his life, you know what I mean? That watching Dad Skinamax through clenched eyes at about second grade really advanced me, so I mean... You know, I was trying to see a bra in about fourth or fifth grade. I mean, you'd be a little late on.
Now, again, Clint, I don't believe he is in that, but I wonder, did Linda and your dad, did Earn, Big Earn, did they know that you was trying at fourth grade see some fun bags?
I don't know if they knew about it, but I mean, they don't know what I was trying to do. I'm pretty sure Big Earn knew I was looking at that Playboy in that third drawer in that bathroom
I don't have a drawer. I'll
tell you, when you walked in our bathroom, there was one drawer that you could tell had been opened, I mean, a million times. The other ones ain't been touched. Guess what was behind drawer number three? The old Playboy.
Go for speed or for comfort?
Yeah, these man. Guys I mean, said, I was. I mean, there's said still it was a, there's a chick was, out there that still thinks I like her, that I really liked her in fifth grade, and I was just all I wanted to do was see a bra, really a bra. I mean, I wasn't even trying
just
to see
the bra.
I just wanted. I was.
She B. Scott was, said it was.
She was blessed. I mean, she was well endowed, and is that called well endowed?
If you're talking about
well
about
endowed,
the
is I think is was Hank, and but. Yeah, I mean, I was.
Good sweater puff.
You know, she'd wear one of them white T-shirts. You could see the brassiere through, and I'd be like, "Man, I got to see that brassiere."
Really?
So I was there. So
those hormones at that age.
Where I'm going with that is Trey. Where is that? Where is Trey at? Where are you starting at? Are you starting ground zero?
I think so. I but I don't know what his horny ass is doing when he's not around me.
Well, he is your son.
The truth.
Zing! Jinx! That's how a great show comes together right there.
B-Scott texted in on YouTube and Twitch, said it was a sixth grader selling condoms at his middle school. I didn't know what to do with them at the time. I'd have to have the convo ASAP.
I remember a kid in my neighborhood lifting up his basketball goal in his driveway, and he had a box of condoms, and I was like, what is that? I had no idea either.
We got to go to Twin Peaks and tell stories. I got to do one.
Someone texted in, sadly, these days, Ron, 9 or 10, is the age to have the talk. My daughter got her cycle in fifth grade. Oh, hell no. Nope. Nah, man.
I'm out on this combo.
Man. When did you have it with your dogs?
No, I had them sewn up long before they got there. Sorry, ladies.
I feel like no, we got to do this before here. He starts the sixth grade. I feel like we got to do this before he starts the sixth
grade. It feels like it to me.
It does.
Well, it sounds like you've been stewing for a while now. I mean, what do you?
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to attack it, though. That's my only thing.
You got to teach him how he should.
Because I feel like
could have took him up there to San Antonio that day early and spent and got that hotel room and went ahead and had a good solid evening,
man.
Just you and him.
We had the 5-year old though with us too, so that wouldn't. I didn't want to.
Surely,
teach him
Mom would have understood. I'm on a mission. Mom, I'm on a mission.
I think I'm just going to attack it aggressively.
Wouldn't expect anything less.
Like,
from you.
Hey, this is what happens. You see that thing you got down there with that? All right, coming up.
I mean, this is the fruit of your loins, bro.
Coming up.
Teach him well.
Did you have any problem with Framber Valdez speaking publicly about what he had an issue with during that game? If you've missed it, Framber did not keep quiet. He expressed exactly how he felt about how his team was being positioned behind him. Do you have any problem with him not keeping that in-house and saying it publicly? We'll discuss that coming up next.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.